Record it.
Record it, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So we're on Nun Hey. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's about 8 lines down. Tana Rabbanan Tarmin. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to bring up Brisa, but we were discussing earlier about how you can take Truma of Te'enim, which are the moist fruits, Al Grogros, which are the dry figs, and the opposite, maybe taking the dry to potter the moist. So Tana Rabbanan, said in the Brisa, Tarmin Te'enim Al Grogros, B'mokom Sherigilim La'asos Te'enim. If you are in a place where there are people available to make the grogros out of the te'enim, right, to do what needs to be done, then you are permitted to take te'enim and use the te'enim to potter the grogros, meaning you have 100 things, 10 of them are te'enim, 90 are grogros, you can take 10 te'enim, and you can take the truma for the grogros are mutter, that's only in a place where they're ragio, where they typically make the te'enim into grogros. Below, but you cannot take truma of grogros ala te'enim. You can't take 10 grogros to patir the 90 te'enim. The afila b'makom sheregilim lasos te'enim grogros. Even if this is a place where you would typically turn the te'enim into the grogros, you can't take the grogros for the te'enim. So Rashi says, first short line, Torim te'enim al grogros ubiminyan. That's what we just said, like 10 to 90. Makom sharogi lasos. Right, that's where you are permitted to take te'enim to part of the grogros. Shemitsuyin anashim sheyasu grogros v'yistamru. People are there to make the grogros. They know how to do it. V'yistamru and will keep. Problem is, I guess that te'enim don't keep. Grogros do keep. Right. Oh, who atzma yasa osam grogros? Or he himself can make them grogros, la'achar zmanim te'enim shlo, with his own. Meaning that people are available to make them te'enim, to make them grogros. But makom she'ein ragil lo, but if it's not a place where you typically would make the te'enim into the grogros, then you can't take the grogros or te'enim. De'be'inon she'yitro min ha'mis kayem, v'te'enim lachim markivim ve'enim mishtarmim. You're supposed to take truma from something that's going to last, and therefore te'enim, which are moist, are going to, I guess, dry out, and they're not going to be guarded. They're not going to stay good. So the Gemara says, okay, let's figure out what's going on. Amar Mar, quite back to the Braisa. Says Torim Te'enim ala Grogros, you can take Truma of Te'enim and Potter the 90 Grogros in a place, Bimokum Shurigilim Lasos Te'enim Grogros. In a place where you typically make the Enim and Grogros. So make the Diak, Bimokum Shurigilim in. It's in a place where you typically turn Te'enim into Grogros, then you can take the Te'enim on the Grogros. But because I guess the idea is that since somebody's there to make them into the grogros, we're not worried that these things will rot because they don't know how to do the process. So the diak is b'makom shregilim in b'makom she'ein regilim lo. But if it's a place where they do not turn the figs into the dry figs, then you can't use the moist figs to pot to the grogros because you can't take truma on something that's not going to last and potter something that will last. So Gemara says, Hei Chidami, what's the case? Iti Ika Kohen, if there's a Kohen right there in front of us, right, and he's there for what? You can give him, he'll be able to eat it right away. Iti Ika Kohen, he'll be able to eat the Te'enim right away. B'makom Shein Eino Rogil Amailo. So what does it matter if it's that place where we don't typically turn the Te'enim into the Grogros, we don't have the expertise. Give them the Te'enim, it's a better item, and he'll eat it right away. Oh, you're worried it won't be mishtamer? But he'll eat it right away. It's the opportunity to eat it right away. Right? Amaylo, v'hatzanan, but don't we have a mishnah truma? Makom sheyesh kohen, if we're in a place that there's a kohen, torim in a yafa. What you're supposed to do is take the better produce. And at this point in time, albeit that the tainim won't last, but at this point in time, they're better because they're moist. So elapshita must be that we're talking about a place, the leka kohen. There's no kohen. So if there's no kohen, we're concerned that the tainim won't last. So only if there's a place where they typically will turn the te'enim into the grogros, or he can do it himself, can you separate te'enim on the grogros. So the Mara says, Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa of the Braisa. The Seifa of the Braisa says, V'lo grogros ala te'enim. You can't separate grogros and patra the te'enim. V'afila b'makom shirogi ala sustain grogros. Even a place where you typically turn te'enim into grogros. V'idelek a kohen, and if we're talking about that there's no kohen, amaylo. Why can you not take the grogros? Vatnan, makom she'en kohen, Tarim and a Miskayim. If there's no Kohen, you're supposed to take off something that's going to last. So there's no Kohen. We just established there's no Kohen. So we should be able to take Rogros and Patanim because we want to take something that's going to last. Mara says, Elopshita, the Eagle Kohen. It must be that there is a Kohen there. That's why you can't, if there is a Kohen, then you're supposed to give him what's better. So Gemara says, wait a second, so Resha, the Lekha Kohen, Sefer, the Eka Kohen, the way you just established is the Resha talks about where there is a Kohen, so there's no Kohen, the Sefer's talking about there is a Kohen, Gemara says, yeah, in Resha, the Lekha Kohen, Sefer, the Eka Kohen, the Resha's talking about a case where there is a Kohen, the Sefer's talking about a case where there is no Kohen, so again, Gemara says, learns a cloud from this, Amar Papa, Shmami, no, you see from this, Dach Kinon, Umo, Kminon, Masnisa, Betray Tame, Below Mo, Kminon, Betray Tanoi, is better. We feel we're better off establishing a Mishnah with two separate cases, two Akimtas, than trying to impart, unless it states explicitly, trying to say there's a machlokus in the Mishnah. We'd rather have the Mishnah go divrei a kol, because if we didn't say one case is with a kohen, one case without a kohen, we'd have to come up with a way to figure out how the two different shitas, or figure out a way to explain the Mishnah. But by just saying it's two separate cases, it's much easier for us, and we'd rather do that. Right? Rashi says, betray Tame, he says that Masnitsan betray Tame, right? Which says two different cases. Oh, there's Rashi. He goes Hachok. I mean, Reisha the Lekha Kohen v'Seifa the Eka Kohen. The Lo Mokbi betray Tanai. The Lo Amrina and Reisha v'Seifa the Lekha Kohen. Don't say that the Reisha the Seifa is talking about a case where there is no Kohen. Vikid Gavarachta v'Hatran Torah, right? And then we have two straight Tanai Pligi B'Hachi. We don't want to have that. We'd rather just have two separate Okimtas, two different cases, than try to put in our Mishnah. Why? We don't know. Okay. Next Mishnah.
Can I just ask a question on that? Nowadays, if you have fresh figs, a really high proportion of them are infested with bugs. So if you take fresh figs and they are infested with bugs, does it possible the mice or is it still okay?
I have no idea. No. No idea. Okay, the Mishnah continues, and he's going to continue discussing Menachos, right? We said all the Menachos, we said the prior Mishnah, we said all the Menachos are supposed to come from Matzah, except for the Lachmei Toda and the Shtei Lechem. So the Mishnah says, so most of them are supposed to come with Matzah. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos, all the Menachos, meaning all the Menachos are supposed to become as Matzah, Niloshos B'Poshrim, are supposed to be kneaded with lukewarm water. Right, lukewarm water, not hot water. Apparently hot water will boil or burn the dough. And cold water, apparently, it says over here, it goes to Tosefta, the cold water will apparently separate the dough. It won't make it stick together. Right, so niloshos peposhrim. And in order to be, now, kosher makes it chametz quickly. You have to be careful. V'umishamron shalo yachmitzu. And then you have to make sure, you have to be careful that it doesn't become chametz. Machlokas achronim. As to whether or not when it says Misham Shlo Yachmitzu, does that mean the same type of shimur that you have to do for Matzah and Pesach? Like a Matzah and Pesach, it's not just you have to watch it and make sure. You have to do the same mitzvahs Matzah. You have to do the same thing to Machlok Zachronim. And then he says, then the Mishnah continues. Right, so Misham Shlo Yachmitzu. Now, the Im Hechmitzu Shiyareha. Now, if the leftover portion, right, the Komitz goes on the Mizbeach, but if the part that's the Shiyareha, that's supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim, if you let that become chametz, over below sase, you violate a law. And then the Mishnah says, it says, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol mincha asher takrivu laHashem, lo sase chametz. Any mincha that you're supposed to bring to Hashem, you should not make, you're not permitted to make chametz. So there's a law. V'chayav, and if there's a law, there's malchus. So you'll be chayav malchus, someone who's dealing with the mincha, or to Shireh, Al-Dishasa, on the kneading of it, the Al-Arichasa, I guess when you form the bread itself, the Al-Afiyasa, and for baking it. So there's possibility to have three Malkios. If you let it become Chametz, for the kneading, for the setting up, and I guess putting it in the form, and for the baking it. You come Chayim with Malkios. You could get Malkios for all three. The Gemara says, right, the Mishnah had mentioned that if you're dealing with the Shiaria Mincha and you make it Chametz, you violate a law. So the Manah Nemili, where did he learn that? So Amar Shlakish, the Amar Kra, The full pasuk is Lo safech chametz chal kam nasati osam meyishai. Do not bake them chametz. The portion I gave to them for my, so the Gemara tightens it up. Lo safech chametz chal kam. Move the comma. So even their chelik, even the shayarel, which belong to the kohen, should not be baked as chametz. Afilu chal kam, even the chelik that the kohanim get, lo safech chametz, should not become chametz. Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Is that vahala hachiyud asa? Is that what the pasuk has come to teach us? To teach us that there's a lo saseh, even when you're dealing with the portion of the kohanim? Hami ba'ile, this pasuk is needed to teach us what the Braisa taught us. L'chidasanya. We said in the Braisa, lo saafeh chametz. Do not bake it chametz. It's literally not bake it chametz. Ma tamad omar. Well, what's it coming to the Braisa? Because what's lo saafeh chametz coming to add? V'alok far nemar, it says previously by the Menachos, lo saseh chametz. You can't make it chametz at all. Well, baking is part of the making process. So what does that mean? L'fishon nemar lo saseh chametz. Since it said lo saseh chametz, you should not make a chametz. Yochel lo yechayev ela achas al kulam. You would think that possibility is that you only be chayev one set of makos if you did all three. It's just a siyah. Right? We had the afiyah, the aricha, and the lisha. So, right? Or maybe you only be chayev one, because maybe it's all inclusive in one set. So therefore, tamad lomer lo safeh. So therefore, the Torah then takes out from the klal, it takes out the prat, lo te'afeh. So afiyah b'chlal haisa. Afiyah was in the klal. Right? V'lama yatsas. Why did it come out of the klal? Right? So kol davar shehayev klal, and it comes out of the klal. Lahaki shaleh. It's in order to compare other things to it. Ma afiyah miyuchadah shimaisa yechidi. Since afiyah is distinctive in that it's an individual act, it's an individual action, and it's considered chashuv in itself to make you chayiv malchus, v'chayiv malev b'nei atzma. Af ani avi, so I'm going to bring, lishasa, varichasa, v'chol masa yechidi shiba. I'm going to bring all other actions that are involved in the baking process of this mincha to tell you that in any of those cases, if I make it into chametz, I be chayiv for malchus. So it was in a klal, so then it's in a klal, and then it's removed from the klal. It's lo lamed al atzma yatsa. So it's not coming just to teach about itself. We say this every morning. It's the lamed al kol klal klal yatsa. The Gemara says, what is v'chol masa yechidi shiva la'asuye kituf, to include kituf, which I think means that when you separate the mincha in the water, from the water cold before you bake it, I'm not sure what that's called. That's what Rashi says. Okay, he says
smoothing the surface of the dough with water.
Smoothing it with water. So you put water on it. Okay, it must be another part of the baking process. That who ma'ase yechidi, that it's a ma'ase yechidi, v'chayovim alav b'fnei atzmo. So you see from the Braisa now says that the pasuk lo sa'af echametz is coming to teach us that you chayov malchus on each individual action that's involved in the baking process. And it's not just come to teach us a lav on the shirayim, right? The Reish Lakish said that lo safeh chametz chelkam was to teach me that you violate it for the kohen's portion, but we just said that lo safeh chametz is needed to teach you that each and every part, maybe I guess before they get to the kohen part, by the baking process, you would be chayiv. So he says, no, ana mechelkam kam rinan. He says, no, I'm learning it out from the word chalkam. I learned it, meaning, we learned the iser for the shirayim from the word chalkam. It says, lo safeh chametz chalkam. That even the shirayim, which is a portion of the kohanim, also have the problem of lo safeh chametz. But the Braisa was talking about lo safeh chametz, was talking about the baking process, every maisa beforehand. Okay. The Gemara says, ve'emo kul lahachud asa. You telling me now that the drasha chalkam is to teach me the Isser Lav on the Shirayim, I would say, Im Kain, if that's the Pasuk, Lichtov Chelkam Lo Safeh Chametz. What does it mean, Chelkam Lo Safeh? That's how it should be right. Elamai Lo Safeh Chametz Chelkam, Shema Minotarati. No, I don't have to learn it out separately. I learn it out from the same Pasuk, the way the Pasuk is written, because if it was just talking about the Shirayim, it would say Chelkam Lo Safeh Chametz. But since it says Lo Safeh Chametz Chelkam, I can learn out two things. Again, I don't know how. I don't understand Rosh's Chazal, but that's what the Rosh is. The Gemara says, wait a second. You just learned, go back to the Braisa. The Braisa we learned that afiyah was in the klal. It came out of the klal. to teach me that every action, every process, every process in the baking process has its own lav. Ve'ema, why don't we say, afia de prat barachman lechayev chada, inach lechayev chada akulo. Why don't we just say, no, the afia is a prat, and the Torah come to teach us that afia is chayev individually, but inach, but the other mice, I mean the lisha, the richa, and the kituf, lechayev chada akulo. You would only be chayev one set of malchus for all three. Meaning afia gets its individual set of malchus, and the other three get its own set of malchus. Why would you say that you get in separate sets of malchus? So that's what we just said before. Mishum dahave davarj hay bechlal. It was something that was in the klal. The yatsim in a klal elamid. It came out of the klal to teach us something, because I already said lo tzaaseh. So then lo tzaaf is coming out of the klal to teach us something. Lo will teach us something. Lo elamid al atzma yatsa. It's not coming to teach you anything about itself. El elamid al klal kul yatsa. It's coming to teach about the entire klal. So lo tzaaseh was in the klal of lo tzaaseh. Lo tzaaseh comes out of the klal. It's coming out of the klal to teach you about everything that's in the klal. Just like lo tzaaseh is malchus, so think everything else in the klal has malchus. The Gemara says, wait, why don't you say, learn differently? The Ema, let's say as follows. Lo Sase, it says, Lo Sase Chametz is a klal. And then Lo Safe Chametz, do not bake Chametz, that is a prat. So that, why do I learn it? Why do I learn it? It's klal or prat. I have a general rule followed by a specific rule, klal or prat, the Ema klal, elamash or prat. And that rule tells us that if I have a klal or prat, then the only thing that's included in the klal is the prat. So that's only going to be a fia would be chayev, and nothing else would be chayev. Says, right? Ema lo sase klal, ema lo sase klal, lo safe prat, klalu prat, ema klal elamashav prat, afia in, specifically on afia, do you get, are you chayiv? Midiach min lo, for something else, another maisa, you're not be chayiv. Not like our Mishnah or the Brisa. So, Mar says, no, it can't be, because if we know Tanakh, and we know the Psukim, we'll realize that lo safe, and lo tase chametz, and lo safe chametz are like four prokim apart. They're far apart. He says, Amarav ab tokriki, mishum dahave klalu prat hamiruchokim zemizeh. Because this klal and prat are too far away from each other. The klal of lo sa'afe chametz is in Vayikra Perak Beis Pasuk Yil Aleph, and the prat of lo sa'afe chametz is said in Perak Vav Pasuk Yud. So it's the chol klalu prat, miruchokim zemizeh. Anytime you have a klal or prat that are very far away from each other, and they're talking about two different items, ain don in osam a klal or prat. Then I can't judge them as a klal or prat. So if I'm not going to be klal or prat, so it's something that was in the klal. It was something that had you a klal. It was came out of the yotzim in a klal. Lo lama latzma yotza, el lama klal klu yotza. So it's going to be the first way. So the Gemara is going to say, told you, we can go pretty fast today. The Gemara is going to say, okay, Gemara is going to ask on this. Masiv rav adabar ava, the amrullah kedi. Some say it was a rav ava, some say it was just said kedi, meaning stam, without the name of the author. And some actually say kedis, the name of somebody. V'klalu prat hamuruchakim zemizeh ain't done so v'klalu prat. Is it really true that if I have a klalu little prat that are distanced from each other, we don't judge it as a klalu prat? Vatanya, we have the following brisa. This brisa is talking about the sa'ir that the nasi would bring, that the nasi would bring if he does a sin. If he does the aveira, he doesn't bring a korban chatas, he brings the sa'ir chatas of the nasi. That's in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Dalet. Pasuk there says, V'shachat oso, you shecht it, meaning the sargir nasi, b'makam asher yishchat el ola, at the place where you shechted the ola, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, chatasu. So where do you shecht it? You shecht it in the place where you shecht the ola. V'heichan ola nishchates, and where is the ola shechted? B'tzafon, it's in the north. Farak alfam, Yikra says, v'shachat oso al yerach av mizbeach, tzafona. So it's in the north. So avzeh, so too, the seer chatas of the nasi should be shechted b'tzafon. The Gemara, Brisa continues, v'chi anu mikan lemedim. Is this where we learn that the shechita of the Sa'ir HaNasi is supposed to be in the north? Valo Kvar Nemar, there's another pasuk that talks about all chatos, which is in Perek Vav, pasuk Yuches. It says, B'makam asher tishachet ha'ola, tishachet ha'chatos. Any place where you shech the ola, that's where you shech the chatos. The Sa'ir HaNasi is the chatos. So I can learn it out from there. So the Gemara then says, so ha l'mazeh yotze, so if that's the case, that we already know that it's supposed to be shechted in the north from the pasuk of so why did the Torah tell us by the Nasi, v'shachat oso, b'makom asher yishchat la'ola? So Mar said, the Brisa says, likovo she'im lo shachat oso b'tzafon pesalo, to tell us that the shechita is ma'akid. If you don't do it in the north, you don't do it in the north, it's going to be pasal. Brisa then says, ata omer l'kach katsas, You're telling me that this is the reason why the Chatos was pulled out of the Klal, to tell me that it's Shechita and Betzafon is even Ma'akev B'di'eved? Oh, Eino, maybe it came out of the Klal to teach you, Ella Shezev Tzafon, Vein Acherton Tzafon. Maybe it's the Klal of Prat. You have the Klal of all the Chatos have to be in the Tzafon, and then you have a Prat that says, the Sari has to be in the Tzafon. So maybe it's something with a Klal and a Prat, Ein B'Klal and Mashmet Prat, only the Sari or the Nasi has to be in the north. Therefore, the Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, we have a third pasuk. There's a third pasuk that says, V'shachat eshachatos. It's talking about the chatos of the individual. Shech dechatos b'makam ha'ola. He shech dechatos in the place of the ola. Shezeb bana'av. That teaches a binyanav, a mematino, to learn across the board. L'chol chatos shetunos tzafon. To all chatos etzon tzafon. So we have three pasukim. You have the pasuk by the Nasi. It says in the north. You have a pasuk at the third pasuk by the chatos of Yochim that says in the north, and you have a general pasuk by chatos that say in the north. So why? Why was the chatos nasi excluded, pulled out? So you might have thought it was pulled out to teach you that it is a klal prat. Only it is in the north. Nothing else in the north comes. That third pasuk to tell me no, all chatos are in the north. So why was it pulled out? The Bryce says it was pulled out to tell me that it's makiv. I thought it's makiv in all cases. But okay, fine.
That's not really classic klal prat.
Why?
Because it's not. It's usually klal prat. Forget about the. It's within the same pasuk or not in the same pasuk. It's usually it's the linear line of it.
So let's just continue with the Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Taima the kasev rachmana b'shachet et hachatos." The only reason why we're going to, according to this brisa, that we're learning that all the chatos are going to be shechted in the north is because we have that third pasuk of b'shachet et hachatos b'makam ha'ola, and therefore we have a binyan on for a chatoyim. Halav hachi. Had it not been the case that we had this third pasuk, Havamina, we could have learned from the fact that it says specifically by the Nasi that he's supposed to be north, that Dafka Zeton Safon, Vein Acherton Safon, that only it would require north, and nothing else would require north, because it's a Klal Prat, because it would be Klal Prat. The Klal is B'makom Asher Tishchates Ol Tishchates Achatos, and then the Prat is where it says by the Veshachot Oso B'makom Asher Tishchates Ola, the Afal Gav Demruchakim Zemiseh, even though they're distant from each other, right? One's in Perek Dalid, and one's in Perek Vav. So therefore you see that you, had it not been for that third Pasuk, we would learn a Klal Prat, even though they're distant from each other. And still don't know so of a Klal Prat. So Gemara says, I think similar to what Mati is saying, this isn't a Klal Prat, because if you look, again, if we know the Pesukim, what's the Klal? The Klal was, B'makom Asher Tishchates Ha'ola Tishchates Ha'chatos. That's in Perek Vav. The prat of the nasi b'shachar oso b'machmas shachar ola is in perak dalel. That's not a klal prat. It's a prat of klal. The prat comes first. If you have a prat of klal, then the klal teaches you is more inclusive. A klal of prat is exclusive. A prat of klal is a prat of klal is inclusive. So maskei flo Ravashi. Ravashi asks, "Hi klal of prat who? This is a klal of prat. This is not a klal of prat. Prat uklalu. It's a prat uklal because the prat is the sir nasi was said." Prior to the klal of kol chatos, and v'nasik klal mosif ala prat, and that would be a klal that would add to the prat v'israbi l'kol mili, and it would include everything. If you have a prat u'klal, then the klal adds more to the prat, and then I would learn right away that everything is included to have north. Why does the Brisa have the Havamina to tell me? Why does the Brisa have the Havamina to tell me that had not been for the third pasuk, I would have thought only the nasi required, the korban nasi requires north. Not any other chatas. You try to say, oh, because it was a klal of prat, even though it was distance, can't be. It's not a klal of prat. It's a prat of klal. So Ella. So this was the problem with the brisa, the kasha of the brisa. Ella tana osoka kashule. The word oso bothered the brisa. Right, again, the pasuk by the nasi is v'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchat sa'ola. Why say v'shachat oso? It should be v'shachat b'makom asher yishchat sa'ola. We're talking about the nasi. Why the specific word of oso? That's a limiting word. So the Brisa thought, since it said oso, that would be oso dafke it requires north and nothing else. Right? Oso kakashle, v'hachi kamar. O eno, maybe the Sariyar Nasi came out of the klal, elosh zeton tzafon, vein acherton tzafon, the kasav rachmana oso, which is specifically it. So therefore, comes the third pasuk to teach me, no, don't worry about the word Oso. That's not what Oso has come to teach me. All the chatos require north. So the Gemara says, okay. So then, what does Oso do, right? The Hashda, Dinafgale min v'shachat es hachatos. Right, so now we're learning out that every chatos requires north from the pasuk that says v'shachat es hachatos b'makom ha'olah. Oso l'mutei mai. What is the oso in the pasuk of the Sa'ir HaNasi coming to exclude? Oso is an exclusionary word. It's specifically this and nothing else. So what's it coming to exclude? It says l'mute. Then you have this the of a simon nachshon b'shachat o b'pesach simon oso b'tzafon. It that Sa'ir of the Nasi goes into the north. The ain't Sa'ir the nachshon b'tzafon. Meaning the karbonos, the seirei chatos that the Nasiim brought at the Chanukas Hamizbeach, they do not have to be brought in the north. Why? Because they're not coming on a chait. They're shechted as a chatos, but they're not coming on a chait, and therefore they don't have the same din. So the oso is coming specifically to exclude seir nasi, which hasn't been brought yet. Well, it hasn't been brought yet. Why? The Seer and Nasi, I hear your question, but the Seer and Nasi doesn't have the words.
It's not like every time it occurs.
Okay, so where are you supposed to, because the Torah tells you now, the Seer and Nasi, in a couple parshas later, the Seer and Nasi has to be brought as a Korban Chatas. Where do you shecht it? Without the word Oso, Moshe would have thought to shecht it only specifically in the north. Oso comes to tell you that when you, that Seer and Nasi didn't have to be shecht in the north. That's all. But yeah, you're right, the Oso is not going to teach you something, the Doros.
Exactly.
It still needs to be taught. It's coming to teach us something that took place that once. You would have thought, you would have thought that since the Sa'ir Nachshon is a chatas of Sa'ir Nachshon, le'inyan smicha, since it was included, that it has to have smicha on the Sa'ir Nachshon, so the Sarabi Nami le'inyan Safon, so maybe it would also require it in the north. Kamash Malan, the pasuk comes to say, Bishachat Oso, that Dafka, the regular Seir Nasi requires north, but not the Seir Nasi that was brought by the time of the Chanukah Mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, okay, this just continues all the way on Amud Aleph, B'smicha Gufa Min Halan. So, okay, how did you know that the Sa'ir Nachshon has to have smicha done by each Nasi when they come and they bring it? The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, it says by the Chatas Nasi, this is by the Chatas Nasi, it says, V'samach Yaldo Al Rosh Hasair. Well, why does it say Al Rosh Hasair? Again, we're talking about the Sa'ir. It could have simply said V'samach Yaldo Al Rosho. On it, why Rosh Hasair? We already know that we're talking about the Sa'ir and Nasir. So Rosh Hasair is Larabos Seir Nachshon L'smicha. It's to include the Sa'ir Nachshon in the concept of smicha. So therefore, since the Rebbe Yehuda, therefore since it had smicha, Yehuda would also required north. Kamash Ma, with the word Oso, excludes it from north. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, V'samach Yado Rosh HaSayir, teaches out you, L'rabos Si'irei Avodos HaChavim L'smicha. It's not coming, maybe it says Mati's issue, it's not coming to teach you about the Sa'ir Nachshon, which is taking place this 12 times in history, you know, when they did the Chanukah Samizbeach. It's coming to include, if you have a Seer Chatas that the Klal Yisrael brings, because they violate Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, that requires smicha. What?
But again, all the chatas need smicha.
Well, how do you know?
They don't.
Where, how do you know? Where's the source?
Question with you, the source.
And most places, it's
the source for how Rosh, for
everything how we spent dapim in Zlachim learning out the source.
No, I understand. So right. I'm fine with it.
Right.
But the source being from the Rosh Hashanah.
It's not a whole Rosh Hashanah. There was people korbanos that were born in Chanukah Samizbeach. It's not a whole Rosh Hashanah. It just happens to be a one-time thing. A Rosh Hashanah means it's an excuse for something that didn't happen. That shouldn't have happened. It's happening now.
No.
It's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's just happening once. What are the rules for that time when they brought the korbanos?
One time usually is argued could be an exception to any rule.
So it's but what? Yeah, but what rules are we applying and what rules are we not applying to that one time korban?
So the rules would be what's the rules of standard chatas and then apply this because it's called a
chatas. So you would think you would apply the rules of standard chatas. Therefore, it says oh so that you don't apply that rule to it.
What again? So exactly, you're taking one particular item. So you're going to say all the items are that way.
Whatever rule that we do, that's not written by the Sa'ir Nasi. We have to figure out how you shecht it, where you shecht it, what's going to be done. So you would have thought, oh, since it's included in smicha, because that made that drasha, it should be included in the north. No, it's not included in the north because it says oh so. Just one more. So maskif la Ravina. So Ravina says tenach le Rabbi Yehuda. It all works to Rabbi Yehuda. Le Rabbi Shimon ma'ika le Meimar. It works good for Rabbi Yehuda that from the Seir HaNasi, you can learn from the Seir HaNasi to exclude the Seir of Seir Nachshon from Shkritas Tzafon. That's fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that the word V'samach Yado, Smicha teaches me, the whole idea was, is since there's Smicha by the Seir Nachshon, you would have thought there would be Tzafon by Seir Nachshon, therefore Oso. But according to Rabbi Shimon, I don't have smicha by the Seir Nachshon. So if I don't even have Seir smicha by the Seir Nachshon, because that drasha was teaching about the Seir of Avodas Kochavim, well, why would I have ever thought that you needed Tzafon? That's the question. It says, Maskev l'Ravina, Tenech Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't have smicha by the Seir Nachshon, so there's no place to include north by the Seir Nachshon, Mike Lemaymar. So what do you do? What do you learn from Oso? Right, we said v'shachar oso by the seir nashon. The oso came to exclude. The oso by the seir nasi. The oso came to exclude that the seir nashon doesn't require north. According to Rav Shimon, I don't need that limud. So I never would have thought north. So what do I do with the oso by the seir of the nasi? Okay, stop here. It just keeps coming. All right.